It's 10 a.m.
Wake up time!
And you're listening to Utah's most listened to sports radio show. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G. Presented by WCF Insurance. Reminding you to be careful out there. On 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Scotty, 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Welcome on in. We are fired up. It's a beautiful day today. So much fun going on in the world right now. So much football to break down. It's our Ute preview show. Frank Dolce will join us, or will he? We don't know. It's always a surprise.
By the way, Scotty, it is your snow update at 10 o'clock here on 1280 The Zone. The Snow Badgers are going to be in action for their first home court matchup tonight at 6 p.m.
I am going to have the voice guy do a snow update.
You got it, man.
It's your Badgers at 2 update.
Right at the close of the show. Yeah, man, I'm excited. Headed south for the game tonight, and I can't wait.
Who are you playing?
So it is Utah State Eastern.
Oh, okay. There you go.
And
out of Price?
Yes. And yeah, they are ranked number 8 in the country.
Really?
Right. Yes. And Snow is ranked, I think, number 4 in the country.
Oh, we got ourselves a...
Yes.
We got ourselves a brouhaha.
A top 10 ranked powerhouses meeting in Ephraim for the first home court battle.
Do we just have good volleyball athletes here in Utah?
We
like,
do.
How is that?
The West is just jam-packed.
Yeah.
It's really crazy, Scott. And we'll quickly move into football. In fact, maybe I shouldn't even get into the recruiting of volleyball.
Hey, you know what? We got 30 seconds left on the Badgers at 2 update.
Okay, so the West is jam-packed. Girls that can't get scholarships here in the West can easily get them in the East. It's just a willingness of going back to play in the
yeah.
East. So there's plenty of scholarships out there. You're just going to have to go east unless you're amazing.
Yeah.
It's just really tough volleyball. Very competitive here, especially along the West Coast. It's the best volleyball in the world.
That's really interesting.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It just, for some reason, just incredible athletes. And it's well known across California and really up just the full West Coast that's where you go to play high-level yeah. volleyball. And you know BYU has always got some fantastic BYU volleyball
oh, yeah.
program. And
yeah.
Utah's doing really well. They beat, I think, Washington.
Yeah, in the 6th-ranked Washington last night. I think they're 10-0.
Yeah. It's something like that. And I know the Huskies were a high-ranked team, and they got a win. So there is really good volleyball in the state.
Excited, a lot to break down on the show today. I don't know what the business situation like there is in Ephraim, but let's get some Ash some NIL money.
That's what I wanted. I wanted the whole name, image, and likeness. Good, bad, and ugly today. We've got a story in the good that for women's sports where they're starting to make a little inroads on name, image, and likeness for women's sports.
Oh,
and
BYU?
I'm all for that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the owner of that company was on the big show last night.
Oh, really?
Really interesting analysis there.
Well, it's incredible. I mean, I've got 3 daughters, so I'm grateful to anybody that's out there helping these women athletes make money.
Because it may put money in Hans' daughter's pockets.
That would be nice someday.
Yes. But, I mean, honestly, we joked a little bit with Nick from Built Bar about this, but with what they did at BYU really turned the world of college athletics upside down. And I think BYU, with that news and then the Big 12, I mean, there's a lot of good news coming out of BYU. But really, I mean, it's something that Alabama has not done yet. It's something that Clemson has not done yet. Like, and now you have somebody coming in and saying, oh, you play athletics at BYU and you're a woman? Guess what? You're going to have at least $6,000 in your pocket. I mean, that's... And again, I know Utah fans are going to be rolling their eyes a little bit, but BYU is really using their platform to really put their name out there. And they've got big sponsors that are helping them do that. Yep. And it's been really, I mean, BYU's been at the forefront of this. They've not ran away and hid like some other schools have in terms of like, well, you know, maybe if we don't make a big deal out of this, our athletes won't get any money, and then we can just go back to business as usual. They're like, look, you come to BYU,
you're making money.
You're making money.
Yeah.
Let's go.
And they've loved having their Olympic sports be national champions, you know, and I don't think people know how good BYU is outside of the world of football and basketball. BYU is exceptional in different sports. I think last year their cross-country team won a national championship. You know, we've seen the volleyball teams be right in there and fighting for national championships. And their track teams are always up there fighting for national championships. And BYU's proud of that. So they're just trying to get their female athletes some money. And I think that's special. I'm surprised we haven't seen a big announcement for the Red Rocks at the University of Utah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's a good point.
I don't know how we haven't seen somebody say, hey, you come and compete in gymnastics here at the University of Utah, and we're going to give you $15,000. You know, that's a gymnastics team. This was every female athlete at BYU. You could really focus that down to a particular sport and fund those girls and keep that recruiting rolling. And plus, they deserve it, you know. Those Red Rocks, they sell some tickets.
They sell tickets. You know, I don't know if – I mean, I haven't seen numbers on it, but I think they're more well-attended than men's basketball has been over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
I think – I'm sure I'm going to get a nasty, terse tweet about that here pretty soon.
Well, yeah, there was a time where Larry Kraskowiak had things rolling, and I think that that place was packed. But I think you're right. For the last couple of years, two, 3 years, they just don't have a drop in performance. When my girls were younger, they wanted to go see them. I took I took all three of my young girls to go watch a Red Rocks performance. They wanted to go watch it.
Really?
Yeah, so we watched the uneven bar and the balance beam and
the Charlie horse.
It's the pummel.
Oh, pummel horse.
Yeah, the pummel horse.
You know, Gordon Monson once did the pummel horse.
No, he did not.
So he says.
Like competed in it?
I guess. I don't know. He just says he used to do it.
Gordon Monson was a gymnast and got on the pummel horse?
Yes.
It makes sense because he's got weirdly shaped triceps.
Gordon's got that old man strength.
Yeah. I watched him beat a guy half his age in arm wrestling and beat him soundly.
I think it was a third of his age.
Is it a third?
No.
Was it half? Probably half. Probably half.
Yeah.
And a guy that takes himself as an athlete.
I'm backing away from all of this right now.
Well, you were there filming it.
I want none of this. Yeah, for off-air purposes.
You and I have talked about this multiple times.
We've talked about it multiple times, yeah.
Gordon whooped a younger man in arm wrestling. Beat him badly.
This is all true.
And the younger man said, well, let's try left. And Gordon beat him with the left. And then he said, let's try again because you moved your elbow. And Gordon positioned his elbow and didn't move it and whooped him again.
Now let's try it with you blindfolded.
Is there any way to go my right hand against your left hand? Is there any way?
Yeah, Gordon jokes a little bit about his athleticism, but the dude can get it done.
Oh, dude. Gordon is an athlete. Gordon married an athlete.
Yeah.
If you look at his daughters are all just incredible athletes.
Correct.
High level, Division I. Just incredible athletes. And I can't remember how old his daughter was when I played her in tennis, like 18 or 20 or something like that.
She was eight.
And she whooped me.
I think she was 11.
Oh, that's not exactly.
She was like 8 or 9. No, she was pretty young.
I wasn't at the station.
Close to her 20s when she beat me.
No, she might be 20 now.
And that was 10 years ago.
No, I believe she's married now. So she had to have been close to her 18 or 19, if I remember right. But she did whoop me. She handedly whooped me. I gave it some effort, too.
You actually tried?
Oh, well, once she zinged one by you, you're like, wow, I think I'm going to have to try here.
Well, then she exhausted me out because she kept moving me across the court, so I had to fake a hamstring injury so I could get a puff because I couldn't breathe.
Wait, yeah. Puff like a cigarette?
No, not out there.
He's not Vladdy Divac over here.
No, not that kind of puff either, Johnny.
Puff, puff, give.
I know Johnny just got back from a Kiss concert, so he's
still riding that.
Thinking outside of the box.
Johnny's still riding that contact high. I don't know, man. You go to a Kiss concert these days. I think they're passing Metamucil around. They're not passing anything.
hey, Johnny, throw
smoke them if you've got them.
So, how was the concert?
It was amazing.
Was it really?
It was so unbelievably good. So,
really?
So good.
Really?
Oh, really.
At the age of those guys are?
Dude. Look, whether you like Kiss or not, you like their music or not, you go to a Kiss show, you are 100% entertained.
Okay, this is a completely honest question.
Okay.
Are we sure that it's still them under the makeup? Because you could literally...
Were they wearing makeup?
Yes.
Okay.
You could literally put anybody behind that makeup.
Well, and that's what's brilliant about the makeup. No matter how old they get, they still look young-ish.
Yeah, because they got the makeup and...
But
Gene Simmons still has it as a performer.
Gene Simmons still has it. Paul has it. He's still dancing. I mean, they're 70s. They're in their 70s dancing around wearing, you know, sleeveless shirts or no shirts sometimes and just putting on a show, running around wearing 7-inch heels.
Oh my gosh! Does Gene Simmons still get that tongue out there?
Oh, like, did he ever?
Like a snake?
Yeah, he did the whole breathe fire and spit blood.
Did they go with the? Any of that weird when they got into disco a little bit?
Oh, of course they played "I Was Made for Loving You."
Oh man, I hate that stuff.
It's Kisco.
I hated that.
It was so good, Hans. So good. I heard a rumor you might have been there.
Oh, no.
Did you go?
I was thinking about making a last second trip, but I had kids stuff last night. More kids sports. So.
Well, here's the thing. I thought about going, and then I remembered it was Kiss. Yeah. And then I was like, no, I'm not going to.
You know, Falcone would have taken care of you.
Oh, I know. And I love Trent. Trent's like my favorite dude, and you guys are doing a great job on the Music Zone. But I just, you know, Trent, by the way, have you seen his Kiss tattoos?
Like, Trent's?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a massive, and I remember we were working together at the time when he got it.
I didn't know he had
it. But he's got a massive Gene Simmons, the iconic picture of the blood coming out of his mouth. Mm-hmm. He's got it right there on the back of his calf.
He's got three or four of them.
Three or four Kiss tattoos.
So he's met him several times, of course, and they signed his arms, and he immediately went to the tattoo shop and had him tattoo over the signatures.
He did that with Morrissey as well. Uh-huh. I remember that. Yeah.
So he's got Morrissey and what, Simmons tattoo? Is it?
Gene Simmons, I think he, Gene
was
Simmons.
It Gene?
Yeah.
So he gives the guy a Sharpie. He signs his name on his arm, and then he goes immediately to a tattoo parlor and then tattoos over the signature where the Sharpie
was. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Are you a fan of anybody enough that, like, if Neil Diamond did that, would you tattoo that?
I would be above the sleeve. Yeah, but I would.
So it would be
Neil. Neil might be the only one. I can't think of anybody else that I'd do that for.
Like, there is nobody on the planet that interests me enough where I would do something like that.
So, Johnny, glad you had a good time.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It was incredible.
Look, it's quote-unquote their last tour. So we'll see him in 2 years.
Yeah.
Right.
So you didn't answer my question. Was it them under the makeup?
100%.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know Kiss from since the 80s. This guy worked at the show last night.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah. He's a stagehand there. So it's 100% them. I know what they look like. It's them. Now, who plays Peter and Ace or the spaceman and the catman? That could be any
Nobody likes
random
Ace,
Joe.
Though, right?
Yeah.
But it's all four of the
awesome
guys that have been there for a long time.
When you buy like the cheapest, most rundown house in a nice neighborhood, that's Ace. Like, he's like the guy, like, he's George Harrison. Like, okay,
buddy. George Harrison was pretty. Now, if you said Ringo, then I'd be like,
no,
okay.
Ringo's way more popular than George.
No way.
Come on.
Them's fighting words.
Oh, by the way, when is the Music Zone?
Wednesday nights at 7 to 8 p.m.
Make sure you tune in. Get your music take. Learn about the concerts around the state.
That's right.
Let's go. All right, Hans and Scotty, time for your starting lineup right here on the Zone Sports Network.
This is Hans and Scotty G.
Let's go!
And now it's time to kick off the show with the biggest topic of the day. This is the starting lineup.
Starting lineup.
Presented by University of Utah Health.
Gotta love!
On 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Everybody will be ready to go. Sweet. Pretty sore. He had some big boys landed on him. And how come no one's talking about the O-linemen and how sore they are? Everybody's sore. It's okay. We go out and work hard and try to run the soreness out. But that's nobody's 100% right now. We just need to be close to it by the time we get to game time on Saturday night.
Nobody cares about the big guys.
Nobody cares about him.
No.
They expect those guys to be banged up.
No, but if Jaren Hall's sore, that's a problem.
That's a problem. Yep.
I know that there are a lot of rumors out there that are swirling around, and everybody needs to take a step back. I mean, it's tough because these things do play on a daily basis. Some of these injuries play on an hourly basis. You know, I don't think it's a surprise to anybody that it was more than just getting wind knocked out of Jaren Hall. It was obvious it was more than that. And I'm sure he's dealing with a good amount of pain. And I'm very sure that the coaches have been very careful with Jaren through
yeah.
the week of practice. And there's probably a lot of people reading into, was he there or was he not there and what was he doing? And at this point, it's up in the air. I think at this point, they're still gauging it on an hourly basis, looking at him saying, all right, you got two more days of preparation. You got today, you got tomorrow. Tomorrow's the walkthrough. We won't put you through a lot of abuse, but let's just play by ear. And guess what? If you're not ready, if you feel like if you take another shot, you feel like something else is going to happen, then we'll just hold you out.
Yeah.
It's South Florida. I went through some of the South Florida numbers and some of the South Florida film. They have no defense. None. In fact, defensively, Scotty, they're giving up 262 yards a game on the ground, and they're giving up 261 yards through the air. That puts them 104th in the country in passing defense and 115th in the country in rushing defense. They don't play defense. They're just not active in it. You could throw Baylor Romney back there. You could throw Gunnar Romney back there. You could run Wildcat, and you could allow this BYU offensive line just to get moving, and BYU is going to win that game. They're going to put up 34 points, and they're going to win that game against South Florida. So no reason to put Jaren Hall in any amount of risk, because I do think that they have got themselves a big-time matchup coming up in 2 weeks. There's no bye week in there, is there?
Nope.
It's 2 weeks.
Yep.
Until they head to Logan.
Both teams have 6 days to prepare for this thing.
So make sure that Jaren's ready for that game.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. And I don't think that it's been ruled him being out. I don't think it's been ruled that he's absolutely in. I think it's been ruled of, well, let's see where you're at. How are you feeling? Let's get you active in what you feel like you can be active in. Let's keep the legs warm. Let's keep the body in shape. You know, your legs aren't broke, so let's keep you doing those things, but let's make sure that you are good and ready to take any punishment that might come from South Florida, even though South Florida shouldn't touch him.
Yeah.
BYU, and what I mean by that is BYU right now in their setting pockets, they're number 13 in the country in quarterback protection. They only give up, it's just under a sack a game. So they're doing a great job in protecting the quarterback when they're asked to do that. Jaren's done a good job of,
yeah.
when he gets pressured, getting out and getting some yardage and not allowing the sack. And, Scotty, you know that a quarterback is partly responsible for sack numbers.
Yes, 100%.
So I think that Jaren does a good job of helping BYU's offensive line not give the sacks, but I also think that their offensive line has done a great job in one-on-one sets. So I just think it's an hour-by-hour basis for Jaren. But it shouldn't matter, should it?
I don't know. For this game, it doesn't matter. I don't think so at all. I don't. I just think that you're looking at a situation right now where you've got a team that's not good that's coming into your place. You've played, take Arizona out of the mix. You played two out of three really good teams, back-to-back games against good teams. You're a little beat up, and Jaren will probably fight you on it, but I wouldn't have any issue at all holding Jaren out for one game.
No, not a problem.
Now, that's just me. I mean, Jaren fights. He wants to play all 12, and he wants to put mm-hmm. stats out there, and he wants to – I mean, your time as a quarterback is very, very limited in the grand scheme of things. So you want to take advantage of every opportunity, but also know that, hey, the way this season's going, this could be a really special year for BYU.
Yeah.
So why not take every precaution you can against a team that you should be able to beat pretty soundly without him?
Okay, so with that thought in mind, I do want to point this out because there is a part of this that could be an issue. you know, there comes a point where you're more of a detriment than you are a help.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was one show, I don't know, probably going about 5 years ago. Scotty and I just don't, we don't take sick days. And now with COVID, you know, if there's symptoms, we do. But back in the day, we didn't. And I showed up for a show and started out with a little bit of voice, but by the end of the first hour, didn't have a voice. And in the break, Scotty literally said, "You're making the show sound terrible. You need to go home."
And, well, actually, our good friend Don Sterling texted me and told me to tell you I was going to let you stay. But Don's like, you got to let him go.
It sounds terrible.
And even then, please, we gave you a massive guilt trip about doing it.
Oh, yeah. And I'm leaving with, you know, 3 hours, maybe 3 hours and 30 minutes. I mean, maybe we were.
No, you made it a good. I think we were like, oh, back then it was 3 hours.
It was 3 hours.
Yeah, so you made it about halfway through.
So there comes a point where you're just a detriment.
Yes.
And if the play calls and everything gets so base and vanilla and you're just so worried about it that you can't open up the offense and do what you need to do, then you need to make sure you're going with the guy that can provide you that offense.
Well, I'll use Utah State as an example. Logan Bonner takes that big shot, and Andrew Peasley comes in, leads him for 2 touchdown drives. Bonner comes back in the game and throws an interception and says, I can't put any torque on the ball. Like, I can't plant and really throw into this because of this back injury. And he tells coach, take me out because I'm hurting the team.
Mm-hmm.
Which,
that's exactly,
for a college kid, that's a really mature, difficult thing to do.
Very. Yeah, because
you. And he sees Peasley, who's mowing up and down the field. He's like, look, we got to win this game. I can't get it done right now.
You got an Alex Smith, Colin Kaepernick kind of thing going there. You don't want that guy to get that job,
yeah,
because of injury.
Yeah.
And I totally understand that. I totally understand why you would conceal any pain, any injury, any fear of anything, and just keep going, because Peasley is right there on his heels and still is on his heels.
Yeah.
I really worry about Bonner's back.
Oh, I do too.
That, yeah, shot he took, I've watched it a couple times. By the way, finished Utah State film, finally got YouTube to download. They would let me download one video per hour.
Really?
Yeah.
Or upload.
So yeah. I don't know if that's something I'm going to have to deal with from here on out. Or
I think your popularity is skyrocketing.
Does that mean I have to, like, subscribe to YouTube or something?
Well,
pay for an account? Or
I don't know.
Because they've let me upload for free for
all you YouTubers out
years?
There. Let us know.
Yeah, I'd love to know why it's letting me upload. But those will be up on the site. They're up. So those Utah State videos are up and available if you want to go watch them.
Go to 1280thezone.com, click on the Hans film study page, and it is all there and available for you.
So, Scotty, I just want BYU fans to get their expectations ready. You know, if they're not out there, that is what it is. If he's not out there, it is what it is. And they'll get through this, and they'll keep moving.
Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, 97.5, 1280 The Zone, and the Zone Sports Network. I love hanging out here. By the way, they have the brand new, all redesigned from the ground up, Nissan Frontier. And so,
do they have one out here on the lot?
They do. And I was talking to Rich before the show, and I said, Rich, I want to check out this new Frontier. Rich took me out there, and we took a look at it. It is spacious. It is roomy. I sat in it.
You love it?
I love it. Absolutely love it. And you can get that Frontier for just about $329 a month on a lease.
Yeah.
You can't beat that. But no. That's a beautiful ride, Rich.
Yeah, it's a fantastic ride. It's a brand-new truck from the ground up, completely re-engineered, better gas mileage, long bed, short bed, lots of different arrangements on it,
yeah,
depending how you want to do it. And, yeah, we got terrific, whether you want to lease it or maybe you don't like leasing. Maybe you just want to buy it. I got 0% financing on that truck. You know, come on in and see us. I can make arrangements on the financing just about any way you want it.
You can get that new Pathfinder, too, for $319 a month. My wife is a huge fan of Pathfinders, and she's ready for this one now.
That's how fantastic Nissan is.
Yeah.
Tim Daly, Nissan is great because our association with that corporation for 52 years, even in a pandemic, we're producing brand-new cars. Wow.
and delivering them to the dealership so that folks can come in and take a look at it. That new Pathfinder is absolutely stunning, gorgeous. It's been upgraded so it's a better off-road vehicle than the previous one we had. Still rides like a dream for that trip with the family. Cruising down the highway, no wind noise.
Yeah.
Nice and quiet. The kids are in the back watching the video. You know, picture that and feel that. And then come on in here and do it yourself.
I love it. Painting the picture. But here's the thing. People look at a vehicle. It's an investment. And they want to protect their investment. And they don't want to spend thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars and take phone calls from telemarketers on extended warranties. You offer a forever warranty on every vehicle, new, and about 99% of your used inventory, too.
That's right. Again, groundbreaking and exclusive for Tim Daly Nissan. You get a lifetime powertrain warranty from us. That's the engine. That's the transmission. You know the stuff that costs $4,000, $5,000, $10,000 to fix if it breaks down? We take care of it.
Love it.
Lifetime, as long as you own the car.
This is why these guys are the best out here. Tim Daly Nissan in Murray, 4528 South State Street. Johnny's got the gear ready to go. Let's go. Let's have some fun. It's all right here on the Zone Sports Network.
The Big Show.
The Big Show.
With Jake Scott and Gordon Monson.
As I consider what Kalani was talking about, that they're trying to not necessarily reinvent anything. They just want to do things better. That's how you have a great season. Keying in on what you can do to be better for this next week, not keying in on what happened last week or the week before. And when you play South Florida and the Cougars are, what, a 23-point favorite, the last thing the Cougars want is to lose to a team they're better than.
I would guess that the coaches are showing them their mistakes on film and saying, you're certainly playing good football and winning the game, but got to get this block, got to run this route, whatever. The case may be.
That's what we're going to find out this weekend, whether they let up or whether they're powering forward.
Catch the Big Show weekdays from 2 to 7, presented by Big O Tires, the team you trust, on 97.5 1280 The Zone in the Zone Sports Network.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Hope you're all well. Thanks for making us part of your day. We're live here at Tim Daly Infinity. Come by, Tim Daly Nissan in Murray, 4528 South State Street. Come by. Frank Dolce, I believe, will be here. Have you heard anything from Frank?
That he is, apparently Frank's going to be here at 3.
Oh, okay, cool. Excited for that.
So I'm sure the people that are still here at 3 will be happy to see him at 3.
And I'll bring and milkshakes for everybody. Let's go.
I do have an axe to grind with Frank, and we'll probably have to do that on air.
We have an axe to grind with Frank every time.
When's the last time you heard the word swindled?
Not for a while, but did you get swindled?
Yes, I did.
Really?
Yeah, Frank swindled me. So we'll talk about that, and that hopefully we can bury those bad feelings, because I'm not happy with him.
Tell me more.
I got swindled on the golf course.
Oh. Wait a minute. Did he, like, was he a ringer? Did he say he was, did you have to give him strokes, and then he went out and...
Do you want me to tell you a story?
Yeah, absolutely.
So we got on the front nine, and I shot a 42 on the front, and he shot, I think, a 46, 47.
Okay. All right.
So I'm like, oh, all right. Like,
all right, longer.
You want to play for a little bit on the back nine?
He slow played you, huh?
Guess what he shot on the back nine?
39.
Lower.
No. 37.
Lower.
35?
36. He shot even par on the back nine. So, yep.
Wow.
That's not what you do to friends. I've never been on a cart with somebody that shot even par, ever. And, you know, I play with some decent golfers.
Yeah.
Let alone having, you know, thinking, well, I've got a pretty good advantage here, and he's willing to have a little fun and compete.
Well, hey, was the back easier? Maybe it was easier.
What did you shoot on the back?
40, 43 or 44. Decent. My handicap.
Yeah.
Yeah, he shot an even par, a 36. So we'll see if he has an answer for that. So you know what his take was. That's the first time in my life I've shot even par on nine holes. It's Frank.
Man, that really sounds familiar. I feel like I've heard somebody say that before.
And the thing that sucked was how easy he did it. All of a sudden, his swing was like smooth as butter. All of a sudden, he couldn't miss a putt inside 10 feet. All of a sudden, his chipping, he had three up and downs on the back nine. Three.
Yeah, you done got took.
I done got took. But you don't do that to buddies.
If you're golfing for the first time, yeah, absolutely. Is it the first time you played with him?
Very first time.
Yeah, then, yeah, you absolutely do that.
And we were having a heyday. Like, I was having all kinds of fun seeing us go back and forth because he's like, yeah, I'm a bogey golfer. And I'm like, great, well, let's have fun because I'm about a bogey golfer too. So let's have some fun. And we were having fun until I found out he's a scratch golfer, not a bogey golfer.
You should have saw this coming.
Oh, I feel bamboozled.
Honestly,
I feel Shanghai.
There is nothing about this that surprises me one bit.
Yeah.
Like, this sounds like a very Frank Dolce thing to do.
Well,
I'm a little like, I'm not going to lie, I'm a little disappointed in you for not seeing this coming.
It was the biggest blindside of my life. Biggest blindside of my life.
So you were the one that probably brought up, hey, let's
sure.
Let's have a little fun here.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Frank's sitting there like, oh, gosh, I don't know.
Because I feel like this is something you may have done to Christian Cox back in the day.
No, Chris. Some of those matches were unfortunate.
I know.
And Trevor Riley.
Yeah.
And I probably deserve a certain amount of this, but it's usually me that's having fun that way. But I was like, you know, me and Frank are buddies. Let's just have a good, fun round
of golf. Frank gives off the appearance of being your buddy, but when your back is turned, he's got a butcher knife ready to go right between C1 and C2, like just right there in the back.
I know. And the other thing is I showed up and I'm like, are we playing golf or are we meeting Prince Charles? Like, are we going to the royal court?
Oh, what,
do we have, is there some type of royal dinner that we're appearing for?
Probably dressed like Payne Stewart back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Looking like he just shined his shoes with the sweat of little children. Like, what kind of shine do you have on those shoes? Oh, I can't even look at them.
Yeah. Geared up to the tee. I bet he's got the latest clubs, too.
Yeah, in fact, he did.
Yeah.
In fact, he did.
He seems like a guy like...
Which I should have known. Cause
Callaway just had a new release. I've got to get them.
Most guys don't have the newest gear and looking like Frank and then go out and golf. Well, some do.
Yeah, some do. Yeah.
Some look the part.
Remember when we were doing a remote? This is one of the funniest things I've ever seen. We were doing a remote at a golf course, and we were out in the – I don't remember what course it was, but we were set up at the driving range. And there was this guy, and he was dressed to the nines and had the latest clubs. And he gets up on the driving range, and he can't hit worth a darn. He's spraying shots all over the place. Mm-hmm. And then some dude who just looked like he got off the combine, this old guy wearing Wranglers and a tucked-in, like, denim shirt gets up and is just lacing him right down the middle. And he's right next to this guy who's all, like, 20 years younger. And you could tell dropped many, many four digits on his clothes and his clubs. And he's looking at him like, this guy is kicking my butt right now.
Yeah.
And then he just drops the club and walks away.
There's something beautiful about that.
I love it. Absolutely.
There's something really beautiful about that. But I was going to save that story, but I think that it needs to be out.
Well, it'll be, yeah, we need to address this because that's not okay.
Lloyd.
Surprising, but not okay.
Lloyd, have you ever shot even par in your life?
No.
I have never shot even par. I've shot a 37, one over.
Yeah.
It was my best nine of my life.
Yeah, 38 was my best.
Is that when you got the 79?
Yes, that is the time I got the 79. Because I shot like a high 40 on the back. But never. And he did it like, just it was cake to him.
Did he seem like he was, like, did he issue like the Frank Dolce diabolical laugh?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, I could see that.
Because I was blaming him. He's like, this is the first time I've ever done it. Okay. Sure it is.
Sure, Frank.
And it was at Glendale. Glendale's not hard. That's not an easy course. It's long. That's got some long par fours.
So was the Texas wedge not working for you?
Texas wedge was not working, but he never pulled a driver either.
Really?
Did all his work with a 3-wood.
Okay.
So, yeah, we'll get after him a little bit later.
Well, good. You got that coming up from 3 to 6. Frank Dolce will be on the program today.
Stay tuned.
It'll be enjoyable as always. Uh-huh. All right. Utah getting set for their trip for their showdown, and it's at home against Washington State. Wazoo is not a particularly good team, and we will talk about that coming up today on your Ute preview show from 12 to 2. But they do have Borgie, who's a really good running back. They're still kind of iffy on who their quarterback is going to be. Mm-hmm. It might be Cooper from Lehigh. It might be, I forget who the other quarterback is. Delora, I think, is the other guy they're going to be looking at right now at this game, but it's not a good situation for Washington State. I think this is a beautiful rebound opportunity for Utah.
I was trying to find an area where Washington State is decent, and there's just not one. There's not an area that they're particularly good at. If anything, they're mediocre at some things, but more often than not, they're terrible at everything. So it should be a good rebound game. But this also feels like a no-win situation, too. I don't know how Utah wins in this thing, other than coming out with a nice dominant performance and kind of finding their confidence again. Because it's still a college football game. These are still college athletes. It's just they're not well put together. They can't stop the pass to save their lives.
Yeah.
They're almost dead last right now in the country, giving up 312 yards per game.
And that's the one thing. Utah State, their issue against Washington State, I think the Aggies only punted twice in that game. Aggies mowed up and down the field. They just had drive stall in the red zone, and they ended up kicking field goals. But Utah State was able to move between the 20s pretty easily against that team.
And that's kind of what I expect to see from Utah. I expect them to move, even with Cam Rising coming in now and getting his first start since being injured in the beginning of the 2020 season. This will be his first start. He did come in the middle of that San Diego State game and kind of resurrected the offense and got him moving a little bit. But this will be Cam Rising's first start. I do expect to see a better, more crisp and clean Utah offense in this game against Washington State.
By the way, just to recap, it's Cam and Cooper and Jarrett Garantano are your two that are battling for the spot. Delora is the one that's injured and might not play. Now, Garantano started against Utah State and was mostly ineffective. Delora came in after Garantano got hurt against Utah State, and Delora was, he's really good with his feet. I mean, he's a mobile quarterback, really tough to bring down, really good in the open field, really good dual threat, not as good of a passer as Garantano is. So if it's it sounds like if you're Utah, you probably need to plan for a quarterback who's going to be in the pocket more between Cooper and Garantano. If Delora doesn't go, then you got guys that are just going to camp out, and hopefully Utah can tee up a little bit with their pass rush.
How long do you think this Washington State coach has?
Well,
could this be a one-year thing with all the drama that?
Well, remember, he was the coach last year too, but they only played four games last year.
They missed. They lost, or they. They had two cancellations, right?
Yeah, I think they were 1-3 last year.
Yeah.
And they were miserable defensively last year. And we thought, okay, well, is that who they are this year? And you said before the Utah State game, yeah, this is probably who they are. Well, it is who they are now. We know that. They're not a good defensive team. I just don't know, after signing him going into a pandemic, if Washington State, which isn't the most lucrative team in the Pac-12, is going to have the funds to be able to buy him out after essentially his first full season as head coach.
It's a bummer because I really like Rolovich.
I do too.
I'm just shocked that this Washington State team is as poorly put together as it is. It's shocking to me because I felt like he was kind of a passionate, on top of it head coach. he won a little bit with Hawaii, and that's difficult to do.
He won 10 games in Hawaii for a season, which is not, and which is why Washington State thought, okay, he's kind of quirky, runs a
creative
kind of that offense. He's a lot like Mike Leach, personality wise. Let's bring him in and let him do his thing, and he has ran that thing into the ground pretty quick.
Well, we'll really get into the breakdown of this Utah-Washington State game, but as I mentioned, Washington State just – there was no area that I could find where I felt like I could invest any type of time and say, all right, well, if they get this rolling, if they do this well, then could they give Utah fits? But I can't find a single area that they're doing that in.
It's just not there. Unfortunately. And that's why Utah really, if Utah really struggles and can't get it done, even if they win the game, but it's a battle going down late in the fourth quarter, that's really a bad sign for the University of Utah. This is a game they need to win and win going away. 10:46, Hans and Scotty. We're live here at Tim Daly Nissan in Murray, 4528 South State Street. All kinds of great opportunities. Rich is killing it for you right now with that brand new Frontier. You can lease that bad boy for $329 a month. You get a Pathfinder at $319. The Altima, the Rogue, all available for you as well. It's all right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
It's game week for the Utes, and the Zone Sports Network is getting you ready for kickoff. The Utes open up Pac-12 play as they welcome in Washington State for an early start. Listen all week for your chance to win tickets to the game and then catch the Ute pregame show Saturday at 10:30 with a postgame show immediately following the game on the Zone Sports Network. From Monday morning to the postgame press conference, nobody brings you better coverage of Ute football.
You ready?
Yeah!
Than 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network.
All right, let's go.
You don't have time to watch every game or read every story. Fortunately, we do. Here's what you may have missed on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network.
Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, 97.5, 1280 The Zone, and the Zone Sports Network. Johnny's still riding high after the Kiss concert
last night. He's still drumming it up over here. I'm just looking at some of his pictures from the concert. Number one, Johnny's very well-connected very wealthy.
Yeah, get those seats, man.
Because he's got a picture of the band, and it looks like he's sitting in Gene Simmons' lap.
Simmons, yeah. Maybe.
Did I say Siemens?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry. Hey, make sure.
Yo, you know, I make one mistake and Lloyd's back there acting like he's Beavis and Butthead. Grow up, Lloyd.
Make sure to join the show.
We'll be live at
University Federal Credit Union. Excited to hang out with these guys. Had a lot of fun with them earlier in the week. And now we'll be down in Hans' neck of the woods in Eagle Mountain. University Federal Credit Union at the Ranches Branch, Friday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 3535 Ranches Parkway in Eagle Mountain. We'll have a bunch of jazz gear down there for you as well, and we'll do it right. We'll have some fun down there. Hans will walk out of his backyard, take about two steps to the left, and walk right into that branch.
And I will be there.
Yeah.
I'm so happy about this. It's about time. Something goes my way.
Yes.
Finally.
We just needed something good to go right for Hans Olsen for once.
I can't believe it did, finally.
Hey, do you have any interest in the Texans and the Panthers?
I want to see. Panthers are getting a lot of love here in the early part of the season. They played well, so, yeah, I'm kind of curious to see what they look like right now. And Sam Darnold all of a sudden looks like a completely different quarterback.
Well, when you got Christian McCaffrey behind you, it helps you a little bit.
Yep.
And it is fun to have Christian McCaffrey back in the NFL. I think that he's a special player, obviously, but the Houston Texans have quickly become one of the biggest messes in the NFL. And I actually think that the NFL is trying to figure out what exactly they're going to do with Houston. But still, they got a early season win against the Jaguars. They're 1-1. Little Thursday night football tonight. Panthers, Texans. Yeah, I'll probably put it on record. Watch it when I get home late tonight.
Yeah.
because I'm pretty hooked on the NFL right now. I do want to see Sam Darnold, see if he can keep it up. But Christian McCaffrey's kind of an NFL showpiece.
He really is.
And everything they do, passing and running, goes to Christian.
You're hard-pressed. And, again, I apologize if I can't think of somebody off the top of my head right now, but the premier rushing and receiving threat in the NFL right now?
I can't think of anybody that's more. You know, if you watch that New Orleans Saints game, the Panthers put up 26 points. Christian McCaffrey had 80 yards rushing and a touchdown and 70 yards receiving. He was 5 receptions for 70 yards and 24 carries for 80 yards. That he just is an all-around do-it-all. They pass everything through him. So I can't think of a more unique kind of dual running back slash out of the field, out of the backfield type receiver. Thank you, sir. He does a lot of good stuff.
No, he does. And I go back to, were you there when he wanted to fight PK?
Yeah. Yeah, I was.
One of the more uncomfortable moments we've ever had in this
when
station.
PK said,
he's really small.
He said, you're smaller than I would have thought.
Yeah.
Or something along
it's
those
like,
lines.
I can't believe you do what you do because you're really small or something like that.
You're a lot smaller than I thought you would be.
And the death glare, the Christian McCaffrey came to Patrick Kinnahan.
That interview lasted about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And it was done.
And we're done here. Yeah, that was no bueno. That was not good. Hey, we're live here at Tim Daly Nissan in Murray, 4528 South State Street. Rich is with us right now. Hey, Rich, you got, what, about 14 different models here on the lot?
Yeah, we got 14 different models. I got 0% financing.
I was going to say, how many of those models do you have 0% financing?
How about all of them?
All of them?
Yeah, how about all of them?
I love that, man. I love that you're saving people tens of thousands of dollars, especially like on a Titan. 0% on a Titan?
You can't beat it. It's free money. You know, even in today's marketplace where, you know, the interest rates are low and you'll see some of my competitors have low interest rates, I have none. I have zero interest rate. You cannot beat that. The only way you beat that is if I give you money. Now, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's where Rich draws the line.
That's where I draw the line. We have to stay open for our customers that have been with us for 52 years plus.
Rich has a mortgage. He's got bills to pay.
You know, unfortunately,
I've got to imagine at some point in Rich's career, he has actually given somebody money.
Actually, I did give $100 to a guy to buy a car.
Yeah, I bet you did.
And he took the $100.
Yeah, he took the $100 and the car.
That was only one time I did that, though. Yeah, I was learning.
It worked, but you came out in the negative.
That was probably on, the 30th of the month, 31st of the month?
Going back to the 20th century. Yeah. It's old news.
Hey, but, you know, the great thing is, and I've seen you work with people before, where it's like, somebody's like, hey, look, you know, I was furloughed, but now I got a new job, but my checks haven't started coming in yet. You're like, okay, let's wait. We can do this on this date. We can work this around. I mean, the amount of things you can do for people to make sure that they're in a car that they can afford, that they love to drive. You jump through a lot of hoops to take care of your customers.
We have some excellent staff members here that are gleaned and trained to take care of folks that might have a hill to climb when it comes to credit. And there is nobody that we can't help. That means we can help everybody. Okay, so if you've got a credit issues, anything going on in your life, just like Scotty was saying, there's been some changes happening. We understand. We've all been through it.
Yeah.
I have personally. So we're here to take care of you. Make sure you get some wheels so you can survive in our culture.
Yeah.
No car?
That's a
problem. I don't know how you're doing it.
That's a problem for sure. And you've got a great used inventory as well. A lot of people looking for used vehicles, and not a lot of lots have them. You've got 250 in stock ready to go.
Yeah, drive by the lots up and down the street. You'll see, I don't care what town you're in Utah, they're halfway empty or all the way empty.
Yeah.
Mine, full.
Love it.
Ready to go. We fill it up every day.
And about 98% of that used inventory comes with that forever warranty as well.
Forever warranty. You get that car, and as long as you own it, you have a warranty on the engine and the transmission, which are the two most
expensive
things to take care of. And you can have that car forever, and you have a warranty that covers it forever.
Come down here, 4528 South State Street, Tim Daly Nissan in Murray. Johnny's got the gear ready to go. Hey, Jazz training camp kicks off next week. You need the gear? Let's go. It's all right here on the Zone Sports Network.